Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf. We're going to start from the Mishnah. I'm going to do the sugya, the primary sugya of identifying the mace in regard to being matter the guna, in regard to permitting his wife to get married. The Mishnah says, he can't identify someone as being the husband, that this dead person is the husband of this wife, unless you see his face with the nose, and the Gemara adds the forehead. You need three things: the forehead, the nose, and what's called the parts of panim, the face, meaning the cheeks. If you're missing one of these three, you're missing the cheeks, or you're missing the nose, or missing the forehead, he cannot be identified as the mace. Afal pi sheish simanim megufoy bekelov, the Mishnah is saying that simanim that you have in his body or in his clothing also cannot be used to identify the mace. Then it says, Eim eden el achetetzei nafshay, in order to be made, you have to actually see him dead. Afiluru meguyed v'tzol v'chaya chalasbay, even if you see him cut up, crucified, if you see a wild animal eating from him, all these things which, even though it's assumed that he probably will die, but if he didn't actually die yet, we're always afraid that perhaps he got saved. And then, Ein me'idim elad gimel yamim. You could only identify a mace within 3 days of his death. So there are four halachas in the Mishnah. One halacha in regard to determining the actual death, where there it says, achetetzei nafshei. The other three on regard to identifying the person. The first one halach is that simanim begufay bekelev do not help. And this we'll discuss later in the shir. Why is it that simanim don't help? And when, what's a possible exception to this rule? When would simanim could be relied on in order to identify him? And two halachas in regard to the actual identification of tviyas ayin, of recognizing him. One is that you need three things. You need the cheeks, the nose, and the forehead, parts of panim ima chaitim, and the padachas, in order to recognize him. And the second, all that would only work if it's found within 3 days of his death. After 3 days, you can no longer recognize him. Now, in regard to those last two halachas, the halacha that you need parts of panim ima chaitim in order to recognize him, and the din that you need to be teich gimel yam in order to recognize him, Taisus here on the top, the Bermaskel Eimeiden, brings three different kulas from Rabbeinu Tam. And these kulas, particularly the last two kulas of Rabbeinu Tam, make a tremendous, tremendous difference, la'alacha, in regard to these shilas when somebody went missing and his body's recovered, and the question is, did you find the right guy? These kulas of Rabbeinu Tam make a tremendous, tremendous difference, la'alacha, particularly the last two that we're going to mention. And they're subject to a huge, a numerous amount of tshuvas that were written about the many, many cases that happened throughout the dayris that were addressed by the Gdeli Yisrael of heter agunis, whose husbands went missing and a body was recovered. And the question was, do we have a halachic right to assume that this body is the husband of the isha? So we'll discuss the basic issues. The first kula Taisa says, is this din that you need parts of panim imachaitem, that you need all three things, the cheeks, the nose, and the forehead, and if you're missing one of them, you can't identify the mace, is dafka when you don't have the body. When the body is not whole, the body is crushed or mangled, and therefore you're going to need the entire face, or at least these three components of the face, in order to recognize the mace. Mashenka, when you have a complete body, all you're missing is a nose, or all you're missing is the forehead, or all you're missing is the cheek. In that case, Rabbeinu Tam insists that he's perfectly recognizable even without all these three things. That's the first kula. The second kula, which like I said is even more negei la'alacha, is this din that after 3 days he's no longer recognizable, is also, dafka if his face is mutilated somewhat, or his body is missing, then his appearance is not quite like it was before, you need a lot to recognize. After 3 days, we assume it changed enough that it cannot be positively identified. But if the body and the face is completely whole, so of course you can recognize him even after many days passed. And this was especially negayim in the days before modern transportation, when a dead man was found, and until people who knew him could be notified to come to see him, it could easily be after 3 days. So according to what seems to be the reading of the Mishnah, any time he wasn't identified within 3 days of the death, he can no longer be identified. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, that's only if the body was mutilated. You don't have a guf shalem, but if you have a guf shalem, or if you have a shalem head, like we'll discuss, then he could. That's the second kula. And the third kula, Taisa says, is what if it's a suffix if it's 3 days? What if somebody went missing, and a body is found, and you don't know when the body died? It was found in a secluded area, could have been there for a long time, it could have just been there since yesterday. So there, Rabbeinu Tam says, in any case of suffix, we allow to go lukula, and if you can recognize the body, if you can recognize the person and identify him, that would work. The only problem is, if you know for sure it's after 3 days, then you have a problem. These are the three kulas of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the kitzer, one, the din parts of panim and mechaitim that you need, the cheeks, the nose, and the forehead is dafka when you don't have the entire guf. When you have the entire guf, you don't need all three. Second, the din that you need within 3 days is also when the guf is mutilated. When you have the entire guf and face shalem, you don't need within 3 days. And third, a suffix if it's 3 days or not, you go lukula. Now let's discuss each of the three. I'll say to the Tosis. Tosis starts like this. He says, "Omer Rabbeinu Tam haynu dafka kasheein sham ela ha-partsuf. Aval kol guf ha-shalem afilu ein kam padachas v'chaitim niku huet avadei simani ha-guf." Now those words, simani ha-guf, was amended to say tvias ayin de guf. That's a very straightforward thing. The Taisa is saying only if all you have is the face, then you need the three things. But if you have the entire body, even if you don't have a forehead or a nose, you could recognize him through the tvias ayin of the guf, through recognizing the guf. That's a straightforward halacha, Rabbeinu Tam says. The thing is, most Rishonim argue on this. And it's also mashna away from the steam of the Rambam and the Rambam al Kopanim. It doesn't make any chiluk. And most Rishonim argue, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, v'chalku olav achreinim. So this Rabbeinu Tam is not really used l'alacha, only for its yiruf. Then Taisus goes on, and he says, v'oid shem adavka b'simonim hu dekamer hachi, al v'yidei tviyas ayin, nikur heitav al yidei simoni haguf, kevin sheyesh kol gufay. Simple reading of Taisus, it's only with simonim that you say this, but with tviyas ayin, then he is nikur through simoni haguf. Very, very unclear what Taisus is saying, what he means at all. Particularly, what does he mean? He's nikur al yidei simoni haguf. It sounds like that the second pshat of Taisus is limiting the heter of Rabbeinu Tam. The first pshat says a heter of Rabbeinu Tam that as long as the guf is shalem, even if you don't have the padachas or the partsuf or the chaitim, he's nikur. And this pshat seems to be saying he's nikur together with simonim of the guf. And this is how a lot of Achreinim understood it, that Rabbeinu Tam is now limiting the heter, that even Rabbeinu Tam is only matter b'tzirif that you also have simonim of the guf. The simonim alone are not enough. Like the Mishnah says, even simonim are not enough, you need tviyasayin. And that's either because simonim are durabanan, or because we're discussing simonim gruim that aren't really simonim, like arich v'gutz, if he's long or short, things that aren't real simonim. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying that when you have the simonim together with the tviyas ayin, even without a padachas partsuf and chaitim, that would help. That's how numerous achreinim understand Rabbeinu Tam. It's not clear what the svar is, what's the tziruf between simonim, which don't work, and tviyas ayin, which was saying don't work alone. Why should together they work? And where's Rabbeinu Tam coming from? Where did he get this halacha from? But the Shmaitza Zayin Perik Yud Gimel, says a gewaldig pshat in Taisus. He understood this pshat because he had a hetik there's a gais maimini that brings a little bit of the tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam. Tais at the end says that tshuva Rabbeinu Tam ksuva b'sefer ha-yosher. Now, the sefer ha-yosher wasn't printed yet, but a small part of the tshuva was printed in the gais maimini, and the Shmaitza understood from even that small part of the tshuva what Rabbeinu Tam meant. And this is what he writes in Shev Shmaitza. It's Shmaitza Zion, it's actually Perik Yadawin. But we have the Sefer Yashar printed, and it's much, much more clear. In the Sefer Yashar we have the entire tshuva. It's Baruch Hashem, it's exactly what the Shmaitza figured out from the small chelik of the tshuva and the Gaius Maimini, that the Shmaitza's pshat is the correct pshat. And he says like this, the Shmaitza, and it's also clearly in the Sefer Yashar. There are two ways that you could identify a dead person. Either you could recognize him, just like you identify a live person. You look at him, and he's that person. You have no suffix. You recognize him. For that, Rabbeinu Tam says, you do not need parts of panim, padachasim, chaitim. As long as you recognize him, you have tefiyasai, and you see he's that person. And a person could be recognized even if he's missing his nose. You can still see him. Even if he's missing his forehead, you can recognize him. But let's say you don't have the guf in front of you, and even the face, you don't have the complete face. All you have is the partsuf and the padachas and the chaitim. You really can't recognize him. That's not called tefiyasayin. That's not recognition. But the pshat is, you recognize the features. That nose is the way his nose looked. That forehead is the way his forehead looked. Those cheeks are the way his cheeks looked. You're not recognizing the person. You're recognizing the features of the person. That's what he calls simanim. So that's what Taisus means. Davka b'simanim hu dekamer hachi, al yidei tefiyas ayin nikir heitiv al yidei aguf. Kevin sheyesh kol aguf. If you could recognize the person, where when you'd have the whole body, you could. Even if he's missing a limb, even if he's missing a nose, even if he's missing cheeks or a forehead, you could see it. You could see the person. He's recognizable. That's fine. But al yidei simanim means that you don't recognize the person. You're using the padachas, the parsif, and the chaitim to identify him. He had this type of nose. He had this type of forehead. He had these types of cheeks. There, when you have all three of them, it's the same forehead the guy had, the same nose the guy had, the same cheeks the guy had. We had all three together. That's a picture, a facial picture, even though you can't recognize him because you're missing everything else of him. You don't see him. But you see that this is his nose, this is his forehead, this it looks like his nose, it looks like his forehead, it looks like his cheeks. That's good enough. That's what's called simanim. Because you don't recognize the person, you don't see the person, you just see the features. When you're seeing the features, that's called simanim. Then you need all these features, the aggregate of all these features, to be able to identify the person. That's Rabbeinu Tam's kula with parts of panim and machaitim. And al derech zeh, that's kufu what Taisus means when he's discussing the kula of gimel yamim. That he says that by tviyas ayin is nikur, kevin sheish kol gufa afil la'achar kama yamim. Because when you're recognizing the person, even after many days, you see it's this person, you could see him. But when his face is nechbal, when he's mutilated somewhat, so then you don't recognize the person. But you recognize the nose, you recognize the forehead, you recognize the cheeks. There, after 3 days, they change enough that that's no longer considered a recognition. That's the Shmaitzis Pshat and Taisus, and like we said, that's mamish what it says in the Tshuva and the Sefer HaYashar. So like we said, La'alocha, the first thing that you don't need parts of Panim and Mechaitim, which didn't come up as often, that's not used La'alocha. There the Shulchan Aruch says that all the other Rishayim argue, that's a Das Yachid from Beinu Tam, but even that is used as a Tziruf. It could be used as a Tziruf, as a Sniff, if you have other reasons to be Matter, but they're not clear, this could help out. The second kula of Gufa Shalem that you could be done after 3 days. So the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, even Rabbeinu Tam is only makel when you have Gufa Shalem. When you have the entire body intact, it's just after 3 days, then he says it's good. But let's say all you have is the head. The Shulchan Aruch will be mashma, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not good. But the Achrayim point out that the Mardechai, when he brings Rabbeinu Tam, he says clearly that even if all you have is the head, as long as there's no mutilation in the face at all, the face is completely kayam, there you could recognize it even after 3 days. Now, this halacha, particularly when the entire gufin face is kayim, there are achrayim that use it halacha to be maker like Rabbeinu Tam, even though many rishayim argue. But there's a Chuvis Beis Yosef that passes like this Rabbeinu Tam, and also the Marik, Sherish Kuf Chaf Aleph, that says that when you have the entire guf shalim and the face shalim, then you could be maker like Rabbeinu Tam. So you will find achrayim being maker like this Rabbeinu Tam, that when the guf is shalim, to be maker after Gimel Yomim. Although Lamaisa, also most achrayim, I think, wouldn't be maker just with the Rabbeinu Tam alone, if not that there are other tzirufim and other reasons to be maker besides for it. Now, in the third kula of Rabbeinu Tam, the question about Suffolk Gimel Yomim, this also comes up in a tremendous amount of tshuvas, because in many cases, when the body is found, you have no idea when this person died. And if you're machmer by Suffolk of Gimel Yomim, so even if we know that this particular person was alive yesterday, but you still have to be chayshish that maybe the body that you found is not the person, and this body was there for more than 3 days. L'mashal, if a man doesn't come home at night, and they send out search parties, and they find his body in a forest, and it looks exactly like him, but as long as no one knows without the fact that it's him, that this body wasn't there for more than 3 days, so that would be a case of a suffolk of Gimel Yomim, because maybe this body happened to be there for more than 3 days and only looks like the mace because it's already more than 3 days after the death, and therefore the looks changed. And the real husband is alive somewhere else. So if you're machmir, both like, not like the cool of Rabbeinu Tam, that even when the body is completely whole, still after Gimel Yom it can't be made, and you're also machmir that any suffolk of Gimel Yomim is also asur, so that many cases which would otherwise be completely straightforward, like someone went missing and then his body is found, al kaponim, in a secluded place, so the body that was found, you don't have any other information that it wasn't there for more than 3 days, and you have no simanim of hakim, so you wouldn't be able to be Seimich on the Tviya Sayin. So this Machlaikis of Shulchan Aruch brings down as two tzadim. Yesh Aymerim that you, Ksafik HaMiyam is a Kula, Yesh Aymerim that it's the Chumra. This is not considered like Rabbeinu Tam as a Das Yachid. And you'll find Shuvah's passing that way, certainly Betzira for the fact that the Guf is Shalim and you have the other Rabbeinu Tam's Shita to be Seimich on. Now what's as far as HaMachlaikis, whether to be Machmer or Mekel by a Safik of Gimel Yomim? The Rajba says the reason to be machmir is because suffik deraisa l'chumra. And the Rajba is naming on that the din of Eim Eden Nacha Gimel Yomim is a din deraisa. So meila suffik deraisa l'chumra. What's the tzad to be mekel? So the Ritva brings down a tzad because they hold the din of Gimel Yomim is a din derabanan. I mean deraisa, you could recognize it. It's just the chumra derabanan because there's a chance that things might have changed, and maybe you're making a mistake. But really, midiraisa, you don't have to be chayshrit, since it's a din derabanan. There's a din of safik derabanan lekula. Now, that alone is not so pashit, because we find a lot of times here, in the sugis of agunis, when you have a chshash derabanan, and you have a safik about that chshash derabanan, that we're machmir, and perhaps because of chumra veishas ish, or perhaps because you don't necessarily say Safik derabanan lekula when you have a cheskes iser, and he have a cheskes eishes ish. So it could be you wouldn't say Safik derabanan lekula. So the Ritva really throws in another svara. He says that the chshash of a shinoi is a chshash ba'alma, because only some mesim are mishtan al acha gimel. So here it's a Safik of its acha gimel, ein lanu lachash ulahachash hariyah hanikeres lanu. That sounds like another svara, like Ein Safik Meitzi Midei Vadai. As far as we could see, this is the mace. We do recognize him. Now you being chayshish, that no, maybe it's someone else who's nishtana to the mace. So if you know it's within 3 days, it's after 3 days, so we know that there's such a chash. We know that there's something challenging our Riyah Vadois. But if the din of 3 days is Gufa Safik, So that can challenge our Riyav Ados. That might even be a good svara if the din of Gimel Yom is deraisa. Now, there's one other interesting need in the Nachrenim, which is a question, what's the shaila if you have a suffix of Gimel Yomim, why don't we say there's a cheskes chai, that we have a cheskes chai of this dead person, whenever you have a suffix, when an event happened, the Chazaka de Mikara tells you it happened at the last possible moment, the cheskes chai of this person should say that he lived up to the point where you found him, and memela, you should say it's within Gimel Yom and Memimata because of the cheskes chai. So there's a very interesting taz, Shaloyim Kaimer. The taz is in Hilchas Avela, Siman Shin Tzadik Zayin in Yerideya. The taz is discussing the shaila, when someone died, and we don't know when he died, the question is about sitting Shiva. The din is that if you find out about the death more than 30 days later, then you only sit Shiva for an hour. If you find out within 30 days, then you have to sit Shiva for 7 days. So the question is, what if you don't know? Someone died. And you don't know when he died. You found him dead. So there were Achreinim that wanted to say that you have to be Machmir, even though normally a Safek by Avelos is a Kulo, because it's the Rabbanan, but you have to be Machmir because of the Cheskes Chai. So the Taz, in Siman Shin Tzadik Zayin, is Mayrich about this Nekuda, and he says that Cheskes Chai only works to say that he's still alive. But once you know he's dead, then Cheskes Chai doesn't tell you that he died in the last possible minute, even though normally Chazaka the Mikara does. And he says the reason is because since Saif Kol Adam Lamus, since death is inevitable, so Enech Enam in Chazaka would work as long as the person's alive, but once you see the person's dead, the Chazaka, when you have what's called a Reis in the Chazaka, you see it did change, to say the change happened the last possible moment, you don't say that by a thing like Misa, which is an inevitable thing. And he brings three Reis, this is one of them. One of the Reis he brings is, because you see by the whole shmuz of Gimel Yamim, this Gol Machleik is Rishainim, that Safek Gimel Yamim is a Shaila. If you could be Mekel, and the Maisa Kama Paiskim hold, that you have to be Machmir, and you can't allow the woman to get married if it's a Safek of Gimel Yamim, why? Why don't you say that you see someone dead? The Cheskes Chai should say he died the last possible moment. Elamai, Cheskes Chai doesn't do that. That's what Taz is right. So Udin by Avelis, he says he could be Mekel, and the Cheskes Chai won't be Mechriya that he died recently. But the Nekudas HaKesef, they argues on the Yisayid. And this Raya, he's Miyashiv all the Rayas, but this Raya is Miyashiv in two ways. One, he says, is that the Cheskes Chai is misnagit to the Cheskes Eishes Ish. The Cheskes Chai said he died recently, and then you could identify him, but the Cheskes Eishes Ish will tell you that no, that he died earlier, and she's still an Eishes Ish. So you have a Chazaka against the Chazaka, that's why you have to be Machmir. And the second story he says, a very happy svara, the Beis Shmuel also was mechaven to the svara, that the cheskes chai that you're giving to this corpse that you found to say that it died at the last possible moment, that's going to be machriach that it was Reuven that died, that it was the missing husband that died. So the missing husband's cheskes chai tells me he's still alive. And I see him over here. No, it must be that this one that died more than 3 days ago and it's not him. So the cheskes chai of this corpse will tell you that it died the last possible moment. But the cheskes chai of the missing husband tells you he's still alive. So it's being mitznaget to that cheskes chai. Because if he's still alive, that would mean that this corpse died more than 3 days ago and it was nishtana. So that's a svar that the Kudus HaKesef from the Shach and the Beis Shmuel say to answer this kasha. Why by a suffix of Gimel Yomim Adim Achmirim, that you have to be cheshish, that it's more than 3 days. Why doesn't the cheskes chai say you died at the last possible moment? Because it's being misnaget to the cheskes chai of this woman's husband. So the Shem Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Zayim Perich of Aleph, brings down an Eidah Behuda that's very bothered by this teretz of the Nekudas HaKesef and the Beis Shmuel. He says he doesn't understand it at all. He says, why is this lady's husband the Gresser Yachsen than anyone else? That his cheskes chai should be machriah. The fact is, somebody died. Somebody. We don't know who. If he died within the last 3 days, then we know that it's this lady's husband. If he didn't, then it could be it's not this lady's husband. Could be it's someone else. Either way, it was one person that died. And we have a question, when did he die? And I want the Cheskes Chai to be Mechri, he died at the last possible moment. And then we'll know that it was this lady's husband. So you'll say, well, this lady's husband's Cheskes Chaim says that he didn't die at the last possible moment, because I'm going to assume that man, let's call him Reuven, is still alive. So Reuven's Cheskes Chai said he didn't die at the last possible moment, because if he did, that would mean that Reuven would have to be dead. So mainly he zicha didn't, because Reuven's Cheskes Chai said that Reuven's alive. Was happens? Somebody died. What's the difference? Why would the Reuven's, everyone who's alive has a Cheskes Chaim? Why would the fact that Reuven's Cheskes Chaim be machria that the corpse that we have here must have died more than 3 days ago in order that Reuven should be alive? Well, that means that someone else died who had a Cheskes Chaim. Either way, someone had to die. So we'll go back to the regular chazaka. Somebody died. So far, we don't know who. The Cheskes Chaim will be machriach says that he died in the last possible moment. That means within 3 days. And then we'll decide that it's Reuven. How could Reuven's Cheskes Chaim be machriach not that way? If on the day that Reuven's alive, that would mean that someone else died. Who else has a Cheskes Chaim? That's just for the Nei Behudi. He doesn't understand this Teretz B'chlal. Is Masbid Shmaitza two terutzim? Says there's two terutzim. Shmaitza likes this Teretz of the Reish Shmuel and the Kudus HaKesef. He says about the Nei Behudi's Taina Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. First of all, you don't have a chazaka for someone that you don't know. There's no chazaka on an anonymous person that we're not danning on him B'chlal. You could dan on a corpse that we have here, even though we don't know who he is, but we have a clear thing. This particular corpse, whoever he may be, this mace, when did he die? This mace had a Cheskes Chaim, and he died, and the Cheskes Chaim could be mechriach that he died at the last possible moment. Fine. That's a good chazaka. We could also dan, we have Reuven, this woman's husband who's missing. And we have a question, is he alive or dead? And the answer is, Cheskes Chaim is machriach, that he's still alive. He has a chazaka that he's still alive. That also you could say. But to say a chazaka that no one in the world died, that's no chazaka. To say that somebody who we're not dining on, and we don't know b'chlal who he is, that he's still alive, that this dead person can't be just somebody in the world, because that someone in the world had to be dead? We're not dining on anybody. We don't know who he is, b'chlal. So Mela, if you're going to go and say that this dead person is Reuven, is this missing woman's husband, this woman's missing husband, that's Keneged Reuven's Cheskes Chai. But to go and say that it's more than 3 days, and Mela Reuven's still alive, you're not going Keneged anyone's Cheskes Chaim. It's not someone that we know about that we're dining on. That's the first svar the Shmaitzer says. The second svar he says is, even if there was a specific person, even if the pshat was, if he would have died within 3 days, so then we know it's Reuven, and if not, even if we know, then we know it's Shimon. But it doesn't matter. The halach is, that's the way chazaka works. Even when there's a stira, on any shali you're dining on, the chazaka is the chazaka, even though there'll be a stira to something else, like Shnei Shvilim. Reuven went on one road, Shimon went on another road. We don't know which road they went on, but they know they went on different roads, and one of the roads was Tamei. So Reuven has a Cheskes Tara, and he's considered Tara because we have a suffix, and Shimon has a Cheskes Tara. Even though we know for sure one of them is Tamei, what's the Cheskes Tara? We know for sure one of them is Tamei, but when we're danning on Reuven, we say Reuven's Tara, even though that would mean Shimon's Tamei. And when danning on Shimon, we say Shimon's Tara, even though that would mean Reuven's Tamei. So too here, when we're dining on this Shiloh, could this woman get married? And you want him to get married because of Chazaka, that what? That it's a Chazaka on this corpse, that he must have died within 3 days because of its Cheskes Chaim. And that would prove it's Reuven. That's being misnagged to the Cheskes Chaim that Reuven has. that her husband has, because we're dining whether her husband's alive or dead, and a safik he has a cheskes chaim. So it's a chazaka k'nei chazaka, even though that would automatically mean that someone else died. And even if someone has a chazaka, but so what? That's not the shaila we're dining on. So he has a chazaka, he's alive, and he has a chazaka, he's alive, even if it's a steer. That doesn't take away Reuven's cheskes chaim. So mel, it's good to tell it to the Beis Shmuel and the Kedushas HaKesef, and the reason why you can't say that there's a cheskes chaim to say that he definitely died at the last possible moment, and it's within 3 days, and then he could be identified, is because that's connected the cheskes chaim of the husband that says he's still alive, and he can't be identified, which would tell us that he died more than 3 days ago. So to sum up, it's a machlokes rishonim by Safek Gimel Yamim. Rabbeinu Tam says it's kula, that Safek Gimel Yamim is lekula, and other rishonim say it's lechumra, the Rashba. It's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba says because Safek deraisa lechumra, and the Rabbeinu Tam, you could say because he holds his derabbanan, and Safek derabbanan lekula, or because you could say that a vadei hakara can't be gesteret by a Safek of Gimel Yamim, like the Ritva Svara, like Ein Safik Meitzim Midei Vadai. And the question, why doesn't the Cheskes Chaim be Machriach, that he died at the last possible moment, the Taz in Yeridei in Hilchas Avela says Cheskes Chaim doesn't work only when he still could be alive. But once he's dead, the Cheskes Chaim doesn't say that he died the last possible moment. Chiyus is different than anything else, because Seif Adam Lamas. And the Achrayim say to other Turetzim that no, Cheskes Chaim really would work, but here it's either being misnaget to the Cheskes Eishes Ish, or it's being misnaget to the Cheskes Chaim of this woman's missing husband. Now, the Mishnah says that when you don't have Tvias Ayin of the Guf, when you don't recognize the person, so then it doesn't work even if that's Simanim Begufayu Bekelev, even if you have Simanim Begufayu Bekelev, in his body and in his clothing. So the Gemara asks, Tuma Halchem, how to understand the Mishnah, why Simanim doesn't work, Begufay Bekelev. The first Mahalach is, because Simanim Lav Deiraisa. I mean, Deiraisa, not Seimich on Simanim, Simanim are not considered sufficient proof me Deiraisa. It's Mavur in the Gemara, that even the man the Yom is Simanim Lav Deiraisa, there's such a thing called the Simen Muvuk. If it's such a specific Simen, and it's very, very unlikely that this simon should happen to be from someone else, that's called the simon muvik, which everyone knows agrees is deraisa. But most simonim, the general case of simonim is lav deraisa. They work for a shavas aveda because of a takanas chachamim, but for yigunis they don't work. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. That's why simonim begufa ebekelev don't work. But if you hold simonim deraisa, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says that the simonim are talking about orichu guts. He's tall or he's short, which, like the Pesach, can refer that to a simon gerua, a poor simon, which no one holds works. Now, as a regular simon would work, leman the amas simonim deraisa, what the Pesach can call a simonim tzai, but a simon gerua would not work, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah, and the by Kalev. So originally the Mishnah says that the reason why the simon doesn't work in the clothing is because of cheshina l'sheela. Because we're afraid that maybe he lent out the clothing. So maybe this man has the clothing, it really belongs to this lady's missing husband. But even though the clothing belonged to him, but the man who's dead is not him, he lent the clothing to someone else. The Gemara mentions, even Lefidus Pshat of Cheshin and L'Sheila, the Gemara sees from the Mishnah by Get, that there's certain things we're not Cheshin for Sheila. A kiss, a money bag, a wallet, or a tabas, a ring, a signet ring, these things were not chayish v'shela. People would not lend the signet ring because people could use it to forge their seal, and people won't lend their money bag or their wallet because that's bad for mazel. But any other clothing, there's a chash of she'ela. And then the Gemara says a final teretz, that no, kalim also could be a simon guru on the kalim, just the color of the kalim, if they're white or red, the color of the kalim is a simon gerua, that doesn't help. Now there's a question, how we paskin. That's clear that a simon muvuk in the guf works. Whether we paskin legabe shuma, legabe a birthmark, that's not called a simon muvuk, and that won't work. But if it's not a simon muvuk, if it's a simon emtsai, So there are some Rishayim that paskin that we paskin Simanim Deraisa. That seems to be the maskan of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that we paskin Simanim Deraisa. And that's how the Ra'ah and the Ridva in Bava Metzia, the Ra'ah in Bava Metzia and the Ridva here paskin. But most Rishayim hold that the question of Simanim Deraisa Darabon is Yiboyi Deloy Ifshita, and that's the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, that we're not Simachan Simanim, because we're Chayshish for the Tzad of Simanim Darabon. Now, in regard to Chashina L'Sha'ela, where let's say the clothing, you recognize with Tvias Ayin that they're the Mesa's clothing, this woman's missing husband's clothing, or there's a Simon Muvik on the clothing, and the question is Chashina L'Sha'ela. So there seems to be two L'Sha'inis in Agamar of Chashina L'Sha'ela. The first Teretz was Caleb is Chashina L'Sha'ela, and then the Gemara says, Ibayis Ema, Caleb v'chivri v'sumki, it's talking about a simen geru on the Caleb. According to the Ibai Yisayim, it would seem that we're not chayshus l'shela. It's only because it's a simen gerua that we don't matter her with the simanim on the Caleb. So Taisus here, the maskal Caleb at the end, says l'maskana l'chashina l'shela. He holds that the maskana of the Gemara is that we're not chayshus l'shela, and kama rishenim hold that way, that the whole shad of chashina l'shela was a havimina. And the maskana, we don't paskin that way, and we're not chayshish she'ela. But the Tshuvas HaRash, the Rajba, and other Rishayim hold that even the maskana, we are chayshish she'ela. The Gemara gave another possibility. The Gemara gave another teretz. But really, we're paskin, or at least we're chayshish for the tzad of chashina l'she'ela. And that's also the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, that would not matter even if there's tvius ayin on the begadim, or a simon muvik b'yaser on the begadim, it doesn't work because we paskin chashina l'sheila. There is a shmuz in the tshuvis. There is a tzad, some paiskim hold, we're not chayshish for she'elas kol begadim. Let's say we could recognize that every single garment we could recognize as his, to go and say that he lent somebody every single one of his garments, shoes, jacket, hat, coat, shirt, everything, that we're not chayshish for. There's such a tzad in the achreinim. But l'maisa, pashas, kama achreinim al-kabanim, pashas we paskin, and this is p'sak of Shulchan Aruch, if you just find one garment, that even if you know clearly it was his, it's not enough, chashina l'she'ela. Now there's a p'sak from the Maralmi Prague, which is actually Rav Hillman from Prague. Rav Lavi from Prague, the regular Maralmi Prague, actually paskin the lei chashina l'she'ela. But this, a different Maralmi Prague, it's brought down in the Beis Shmuel. He says a psak like this. He says that the Gemara only said chashina l'she'ela on the tzad that simanim adereisa. On the tzad simanim adereisa, so we have a problem. Why didn't simanim b'kelev work? And the Gemara felt that it was a deichik to teach simanim b'kelev v'sumki b'chivri simin geruah. So the Gemara, because of that, said chashina l'she'ela. But on the tzad of simanim derabanan, so the Mishnah is Pashit. The reason why Simon doesn't work Begufa Bekalev is because Simonim Derabanan. Adarabba, the Mishnah is somewhat mashma that it only doesn't work because it's just a Simon Bekalev and Simonim Adarabanan. If it would be a Simon Muvik Beyaisu Bekalev or a Tvias Ayim Bekalev, sounds like it would work. So the Maralmi Prag says like this, that if you hold Simonim Deraisa, then you have to learn the Mishnah that Caleb doesn't work because of Chashina L'She'ela. So if you hold the Simon works, then by clothing, even a Simon Muvik, even Tfiyas Ayin doesn't work, Chashina L'She'ela. But if you hold Simonim Derabanan, then there's no reason to say Chashina L'She'ela. Because you can learn the Mishnah Kipshutai. Simon doesn't work, but Gufa B'Caleb. It's talking about a Simon Emtsai, and it doesn't work, a Simonim Lav Deraisa. So therefore, if you have a simen emtsoy begufay, a scar, a birthmark, whatever it might be, a simen emtsoy begufay, together with a simen muvuk or a tvias ayin bekelov in his clothing, so that works the kuli alma. Because mimanavshach, if you hold simanim deraisa, so the simen begufay works. If you hold simanim derabanan, so then lechashina l'she'ela. And the fact that we know through a simon muvuk or tfi sign that the clothing was his, so like hashina l'shela, such a case the kuliyam would work. That's the psak of the Maralmi Prak. But the Beis Shmuel says it's not mukhrich. The Beis Shmuel says that actually the Tshuvas Beis Yosef holds punk fakert. The Tshuvas Beis Yosef holds that if you hold simanim derabanan, then it's pashat yichayshish l'sheila. If you hold simanim deraisa, we're not afraid that maybe the simon happened to be the same simon came up in a different person. So then it's a chiddush to say that chashinin l'sheila. The fact that it was his clothing on him should be at least a simon. It's a chiddush that chashinin l'sheila. But if you hold simanim derabanan, and by a simon yichayshish it just happened to be there, so kol shkein yichashinin l'sheila. And the Beis Yosef's even more machmir. He says like this. The Gemara says that a kiss, an arniki, and a tabas, loimashli inshi. But he says the Paiskim don't bring this down. The Rosh, the Rajba, the Paiskim, et seh chashinu l'shela, don't make any exceptions. They don't say that by a kiss, an arniki, and a tabas, yinachayshu l'shela. Taina de Beis Yosef, kus vaker. He holds, if you hold simanim deraisa, and the mail of the Mishnah of Matzah b'chafisa, I mean the Mishnah the Mara brought Matzah kasha b'kisu b'arnika b'tabas, a shenimsim and keil v'luz mamruba kasha. That Mishnah is talking about simanim. If you hold simanim deraisa, so you have a kasha, even though you know the kiss and the tabas work al yedei simanim. But why chashinu l'sheila? So that the Gemara says the teretz kiss arnika tabas le'mayshli inshi. But if you hold simanim derabanan, anyway the Mishnah there is not talking about simanim. The Mishnah is talking about where the one who lost the get knows it was in the kiss, arnik, and the tabas. Because that man, the Omot Simonim, is the Rabbanan. So Mela, we're talking about the Shliach himself knows he left in the kiss, arnik, and the tabas. And he recognizes this kiss, arnik, and the tabas. And he knows that he didn't lend it out. He didn't borrow it. It's his. So Mela, feel the man, the Omot Simonim, the Rabbanan, you don't have to say the kiss, arnik, tabas, le'meshli, inshi. Because the Mishnah is not talking about Simanim. The Mishnah Be'erach is talking about where he knows it's his. So Me'el Lefidah Man Yama, even by Kis Arnik in a Tabas, Yichayshish L'Sheila. Because the Man Yama, Simanim Derabanan, he doesn't even rely on the Simon, so to speak, of Le'maysh Le'inshi. He's more Machman in Simanim Deraisa. And that's how the Tshuvas Beis Yosef paskins. He paskins Alach L'maysi, you find the dead person, and you find... You can't recognize his face between a sayin, but you find that he has a kiss, a wallet, a money bag, a ring, a signet ring that belongs to this dead woman, to this woman's missing husband. It's not good enough. Because even though the Gemara says lemaishli, and she, that's only if you hold simanim deraisa. But since we're chayshish simanim derabanan, it doesn't work. But most achrayim argue on this extra chumrah of the Beis Yosef. Most Achrayim say no. If the Gemara says kiss arnigiv tabas le'mayshli inchi, that's the kuli alma. So if he has something which people don't tend to lend out, that would work even if you hold simanim derabanan. That would be if you have tvius ayin or a simon muvik on something which people don't tend to lend out, that would work the kuli alma. But al kaponim, the Maralmi Prags psak, that if you hold simanim derabanan, then we bechlal don't know if cheshin and l'sheela, that the Beis Shmuel, and Kama Achreinim say, is bechlal not muchrich. Could be that cheshbin is correct, that if you hold simanim derabanan, kol shkein yecheshin and l'sheela. Even if you hold simanim deraisa, the Gemara has it side yecheshin and l'sheela, kol shkein if you hold simanim derabanan, you would say cheshin and l'sheela. So l'sikum, there are some paiskim that paskin simanim deraisa, but rave paiskim are not the way. So Lamaisa were not matter with the Simon Mtsai, only with the Simon Muvuk. There are much more Paiskim that Paskin that Loi Chashin and L'Sheela, because that's what the older Maskan of the Gemara is. But Lamaisa, Kame Rishainim, the Rajba, the Rosh, and that's the Psakir Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Lamaisa Chashin and L'Sheela. Either because the Gemara says, according to, even if you hold Simonim Deraisa, we say Chashin and L'Sheela, and we're Machma for the first Lashin, or like the Beis Shmuel says, that maybe even if the Gemara's maskana was l'man d'yamis simanim deraisa le'chashin l'sheila and keilama b'chivi v'sumki, but l'man d'yamis simanim derabanan, then l'kuli alma y'chashin l'sheila and m'chashish simanim derabanan. And we said over to Maralmi Prague that holds fakir that if you hold simanim derabanan yizicha le'chashin l'sheila, so b'tzirif a simanim tzayi begufay and tviyas ayin or a siman muvik on the kelim, that would work l'kuli alma, but the achreinim hold it's not muchrich. And this sugya also, numerous tshuvas with kamashitas and prate dinim, which simanim work, and the shailas of when maybe lekuliyama you wouldn't say chashina l'sheila. And now let's go vaita. The Mishnah said, ein me'idin elat sheteitzei nafshei, you can't testify that he's dead until you actually saw him dead. Afilu maguyad, even if you see him cut up, mitzal over hanging v'chaya echelos by and an animal eating from him. So the Gemara says steer about maguyad, cut up, that the Mishnah in Olas, the Gemara says, adameinim etameh chetetzi nafshei afilu maguyad afilu geises, that he doesn't actually become tameh until he dies, even maguyad and geises, that sounds like maguyad will definitely die, he's just not dead yet. So that Mishnah's mashma, you would be able to be made a maguyad, even though he didn't die yet, so he's not tameh yet, but he will definitely die. And that Mishnah says he can't be made, because it sounds like he might not die. So the Gemara says, two mahalchim. Abayi's mahalach is, it's a machlekes tanon. Reb Shimon Elazar holds that he won't necessarily die. And his lashon is, he could cauterize it with heat, and he could live from that. He could heal the wounds through cauterization. And the Rabbanans say, no, that you could be made a maguyad, because he will die. Only it's sol of someone's hanging that you don't know. It could be taken down, but maguyid, you could be made. So it's a machlekes tanaim for maguyid will necessarily die or not. That's a bayis mahalach. And the Mishnah that says Eimidin is going like Reb Shimon Elazar, and the other Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan that hold you could be made. But Rava wants to shtim the Mishnah even according to the Rabbanan. And he says that Amish is talking about a sakin muluvenis. It's talking about that he was cut with a red hot knife, which will automatically cauterize the wound. And in that case, even the Rabbanan hold that he won't necessarily die. So halacha l'maisa would sound like, according to Abaya, maybe we paskin like Abshim and Elazar, because the stam Mishnah here is like Abshim and Elazar. So could be we paskin that you can't be made on a maguyid. Because even though if we just would have the braisa, we would probably say Yachad v'ram malacha karabim, but now that the stam Mishnah here is that Amy din ala maguyid, that would sound like Rebbe Yisaisim like Abshim and Elazar, and we paskin that way. But according to Rava, our Mishnah is dafka by Sakim Ulevenis. And faket, Rav is matriach, does that sign our Mishnah like the Rabbanan, pashas we paskin like the Rabbanan. So by Sakim Ulevenis, the halacha would be that he can't be made. And by a sakin she'ena mulevenis, you wouldn't be able to be made. Now, the Rambam doesn't bring the din of maguyad. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Gerushin Perek Gimel Achad Esvav is imheid bedavar bor neman v'imheid bedvarim sherubon lemisa emasi in esishtai. If aid's made that is surely dead, then he's neman. But if he's made that is something which he's probably going to die, that's not enough. You can't be made that a person is dead unless he definitely died without any suffix. And then in the Hemshech, and Allah Yidches, he says, Ru'ut Salav, Aif Eichelbay, Afal Bisha Dekru, Ayarab Achitzim, Ein Meidol of Shemes. So he says the case of Tzalav and the Aif Eichelbay, like Chaya Echelesbay, but he doesn't say the case of Maguyid, the Magen Mishnah says, because he passes like Rava. And therefore, by Maguyid, you could be made. Only by Sakim Mulevenis you can't be made, but Stam Maguyid you could be made, and that's why he leaves it out. But the Magen Mishnah is still bothered. Why didn't he write the din of Maguyid that you could be made? And also, why didn't he write the din of Sakim Mulevenis that you can't be made? The Rambam still was Seisim a lot. He didn't quote a lot of the Gemara. The Magen Mishnah also points out that the Rif does bring the Mishnah Ketzurase and doesn't comment. So it sounds like the Rif understood that by Maguyid you cannot be made. But why takanat? According to Rav, it's dafka by sakim ulevenis. So the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rif holds you always have to be chayshish for every maguyid. Maybe they did it by a sakim ulevenis. And then says that's what all the Rishonim say. The Ramban, Rashi, and Dvar, they all say that stam maguyid can't be made. That's what it says when the Mishnah says ru'um maguyid. It doesn't mean you know that it was done by sakim ulevenis. It means even when stam you can't, because maybe it was done by sakim ulevenis. And the Bryson that says that he could be made by Maguyid, it's talking about when you know for sure it was not done by Sakim Ulevenis. That's how the Rishonim learned. And that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So, kum tais lefina magim mishnah. According to the Rambam, you don't have to be chayshish for a sakim ulavenis, and stam maguyid you could be made because we pass them like the rabbanan, and only if you know that there was a sakim ulavenis, then you can't be made. But according to the Rif, minas stam also you can't be made because maybe it's a sakim ulavenis. The Kesef Mishnah says that no, the Rambam does say maguyid. The Rambam's lashon is ruut tzalav ha'if aichabai, afavi shedakru. They stabbed him or they shot arrows into him. The Rambam says stabbing or shooting arrows, that's maguyid. That's the same thing as maguyid. And the Rambam says clearly that you cannot be mayid. And the reason is, just like the Rif, the reason is because maybe it's mulavenis. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's no machlekes. You definitely cannot be made on maguyid because it might be mulavenis. Now, the Marashal in Yamshel Shloime says an interesting thing. He says that Meguyid, that the Yishalmi says that you have to be Chayshish or Sakim Ulevenes, is Dafkef he's Meguyid B'Gzeris Malchus. If it was a punishment from the king that he should be Meguyid, they should cut him up, then we're afraid that maybe they cut him Dafke with a Sakim Ulevenes, because they didn't want him to die, they just wanted him to be cut up. Adrab, they'd rather he stay alive and people would be scared of the Malchus. So, male, they would use a Sakim Ulevenes to keep him alive. But if Stam, he got into a fight with someone, the robbers came, and they cut him up, there, you don't have to be chayshes with the Sakim Levenis. Why should they use the Sakim Levenis? It doesn't make any sense. The Zichah knows such a chash. That's what the Marashal says. It sounds mistabra, but it's not mashed that way from the Rishenim and the Baiskim, that a Seisim Stam, that every Meguid, you have to be afraid for a Sakim Levenis. But Lamaisa, the Maris that say this is, wants to be Makel, like the Marashal, but see if the Magen Mishnah Svarim, that according to the Rambam, Mechla, you don't have to be Chesh for a Sakim Ulevenis, that even the Yishalmi is Dafka by Meguyin up Xeris Malchus. So, Lefi Kolonal, if we paskin like Rava, really Meguyin you could be made, but there's a Machlaikis, the Magen Mishnah, the way he learns the Rambam holds that you don't have to be Chesh for a Sakim Ulevenis. The Marashal says that's only by Meguyin up Malchus you have to be Chesh for a Sakim Ulevenis, otherwise not. But the Pashas of the Paiskim is that you always have to be Chayish for a Sakim Ulevenis, and that's why the Rif and the Rush are Seisim that you can't be made. According to all this, if you know for sure that the Sakim wasn't Ulevenis, then you could be made by Meguyid. But the Eitzer HaPaiskim there, and Semin Yitzayin Siflam and Aleph, brings Kama Achreinim that hold that the Rif and the Rush, that same in Astam, they just bring the Mishnah, not made on Meguyid. And the Rambam also, if you like, the Kesef Mishnah, that the crew means that it's Meguyin. So, come to say some that you can't make it on Meguyin. It's a deichik to learn in the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush. It's because of a chash of Mulubenis, because they would read it ice. Go come out and have communal halacha. If you know for sure the Sakin's not Mulubenis, the halacha would be that you could be made. And they would have to read that ice. The Rif should have brought down that part of the sugya, that if you know it's not a Sakim Ulevenis, you could be made. Elamai fakert. Elamai vechayshish for Abayis teretz. That the Mishnah goes like of Shimon Elazar, and even if it's not a Sakim Ulevenis, you can't be made, because you hold Shiyach alach veis velachis, even when you didn't use a Sakim Ulevenis, you could cauterize it afterwards, that also would save his life. So it would come out for the lechumra that you can't be made a Meguyin, even if you know it's not a Sakim Ulevenis. That's what some Achreinim hold.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.